I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Native youth take part in a cultural burn with tribal and state agencies. And Alaska Native women are among a group being inducted into an Alaska Hall of Fame. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. With fire season winding down across many parts of the U.S., it's not unusual to find people doing deliberate burns to eliminate slash or improve habitat. Outside Eugene, Oregon recently, a group of Native youth and state and tribal agencies conducted a cultural burn. Brian Bull of Buffalo's Fire reports. 10 women will be inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame Tuesday, including Jocelyn Estes, a pioneering Alaska Native journalist. Estes most recently was a national correspondent for Indian Country Today and also worked as news director at KMBA. Estes is Tlingit with ties to Wrangell, but she's not the only Alaska Native to be honored. Estes says it's an honor to be inducted along with her great-grandmother. Two other Alaska Natives are being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Catherine Gottlieb, a Supiak leader in Native healthcare who served 30 years as president of South Central Foundation. The late Ada Blackjack Johnson is also being recognized. Johnson was a Nupiak and the sole survivor of a doomed Arctic expedition in the 1920s. Tribes across the country are recognizing Domestic Violence Awareness Month and sharing resources, including the Chickasaw Nation in Oklahoma. The Chickasaw Nation Department of Family Services says it offers support, including domestic violence prevention and intervention, with a focus on tribal cultural values. The Chickasaw Nation also operates a shelter. A candlelight vigil is planned Thursday for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Chickasaw Nation Director of Violence Prevention Janie Locke says one of the most important things they want to communicate is that victims are not alone and services are available. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.